Welcome to Focus Carolina, an exclusive program sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Provost Bob Lewin, and I'm excited to share this series of interviews with our Carolina faculty here on WCHL.
For the first time in our lives, we're all facing the need to stay at home for weeks to prevent the spread of COVID-19. In this special edition of Focus Carolina, Jeff Green from the UNC School of Education provides important tips to help students stay engaged while learning at home. Dr. Green has one child in middle school and another in fifth grade, and during the recess from school, his family favors a preset schedule most days of the week.
In our family, we have school days and weekends, and we're trying to maintain school days. And so there's time when the kids wake up, and then there's time for breakfast, and then time for learning activities, and there's time for fun, and there's time for connecting with their friends and connecting with their parents. We try not to schedule so restrictively that the kids feel like that every minute of their day is tied up with things that they have to do. But we try to find times during the day when they're going to do the typical things that they would do if they were in school. And that really helps them focus. And at the same time, we absolutely want them to have time to rest and, you know, relax and have some fun. At-home learning is what they call it. My son is receiving some assignments from his teachers because he's in middle school. My daughter, who's 10, she's received kind of a choice board. So they want my daughter every day to choose two or three things that she wants to do that span the various academic areas. And so we've scheduled out time for that. And our kids know exactly when they're supposed to be working on those things. I just think you need to find a consistent place in the house where the child will do learning work. And it can be the same place they've done homework in the past. Humans tend to respond really well to locations that are consistent. Most people have a place they work or a place they learn and a place they have fun. And you don't want those to intermingle, because if the child is trying to learn where they're typically having fun, that can be distracting. Likewise, you want to try to find a place in the house where the child feels comfortable and it's inviting, but maybe not overly distracting. So not near a TV, not near music, not near a whole lot of activity, if at all possible. When I'm here to learn, and I will do that. And then they can leave that place when they're done, and they can go and have fun and relax.
Dr. Green says this new normal increases the need for consistent communication between parents and children.
Parents should be talking with their children about the environment they're creating when they learn. And that includes the music they want to play, if they want to play that, where they want to sit in the house, who they want to connect with. For example, my daughter does her homework with a friend, and they do it over Zoom. That's fine as long as they stay on task. But as a parent, it's my job to check in, see how they're doing, and help my children create an environment that's going to help them learn. The research would suggest that kids are most motivated when they feel a sense of control, so when they have some legitimate choice. So one thing we did with our kids is we said, here are two or three good options for where you can learn. Then we let them choose one, and that's a legitimate choice that helps them feel motivated. Competence is really important. So kids, when they feel like they have the ability to do the work, they're more likely to be motivated to do so. If you care is really important for motivation. So parents communicating care to their children is really important. And then following value is really important, how important education is as a value for us as a family. And when kids hear that, they begin to better understand the importance of education and what they're doing, and that's motivating. As kids get older, they can take on more of that responsibility. And learning to stay on task is like any other skill. And what the research would suggest is the more you make a plan how to deal with distractions, the more likely it is that you'll be successful. Very simple things like talking to your child about what distractions do you think might occur? What challenges might you encounter as you're trying to learn throughout the day? Naming those challenges and then coming up with a strategy to deal with them, and then having the child maybe write them down or have them close by, that actually really helps, because then when the challenge occurs, the child can go, I know how to handle this. I'm going to do these things, as opposed to encountering a challenge and not having a plan and having to think up one and struggling with that. By planning ahead, parents and children can help the children better deal with distractions and staying on task. Many families struggle to find time spend with their children and get involved in their learning. And this situation is going to kind of force parents and families to find opportunities to do that. And that can be a very good thing. When parents are more involved in their children's learning, their children tend to be more motivated and tend to do better.
Thank you for listening to Focus Carolina, sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. To hear more interviews, visit chapelboro.com and click on 97.9 The Hill on Demand, or visit thewell.unc.edu.